te
ebe prosacesta se te
muerinipasi
eto pneumati
سيد ربي يسوع المسيح الان الذي ختمتنا من القديسين رسلات المكرمين قائلا ان انبياء ابرارا كثيرين سان يروا ما انتم ترون لم يروا ويسمعوا ما انتم تسمعون لم يسمعوا اما انتم فطوبى لأعينكم لأن تبصرون أذانكم لأن تسمع May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospels through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord have mercy.
Also, our Master, those who have bidden us to remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you, Lord, our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, upon them, those who are seeking them. لأنك أنت حياتنا كلنا خلاصنا كلنا ورجاؤنا كلنا شفاؤنا كلنا وقيامتنا كلنا أنت الذي
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke, the evangelist, apostle, and pure disciple. May his blessing be with us all, amen. From the Psalms of our teacher David, the prophet and the king, may his holy blessing be with us all. Amen. You who dwell between the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Stir up your strength and come and save us. Restore us, O God, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior, and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Now Elizabeth's full time came for her to be delivered, and she brought forth a son. When her neighbors and relatives heard how the Lord had shown great mercy to her, they rejoiced with her. So it was on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him by the name of his father Zacharias. His mother answered and said, "No, he shall be called John." But they said to her, "There is no one among your relatives who is called by this name." So they made signs to his father what he would have him called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, saying, "His name is John." So they all marveled. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, praising God. Then fear came on all who dwelt around them, and all these things were discussed throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all those who heard them kept them in their hearts, saying, "What kind of child would this be?" And the hand of the Lord was with him. Now his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, who have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the highest, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." So the child grew and became strong in spirit, and was in the deserts till the day of his manifestation to Israel.
Glory be to God forever.
In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today is the last and fourth and last Sunday of Kiyah. Before we receive our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Logos, who incarnate and became man and dwell among us. And as we follow through the last 3 weeks and the last 3 Sundays, that there is a dialogue in the Psalms between humanity and the Lord. And today, the good news is in the Psalm of the Vesper, it says, "And of Zion it will be said, this one and that one were born in her, and the Most High Himself shall establish her." يقول كده أن صهيون تقول لأن إنسانا وإنسانا ولد وهو الخالق وهو العلي. إنسانا وإنسانا صار فيها وهو العلي الذي أسسها. As if the humanity is announcing finally that her Lord, the Creator, come from her. And He is the Creator, and in the meantime, He is the Son. This is the notion of the incarnation, that the divine take on flesh, fully divine, fully human. And finally, we are receiving our Lord Jesus Christ coming from heaven to our time and place. And in the matin as well, let the heaven rejoice. If all the creation today is very excited and very happy, rejoice and let the earth be glad, for He is coming. And repeating, He is coming to judge the world in righteousness. كأن العالم كله فرحان، الخليقة كلها فرحانة، السماء والأرض وكل الخليقة فرحانة لأن الخالق جاي. The Creator finally is coming. However, when it comes to the gospel today, we figured out the one who is coming today is not the Lord Jesus Christ, but the John the Baptist. So with the dialogue, all the creation and all the humanity in the psalm of the gospel today is asking and crying again and telling him, this is not the one we are waiting for. You who dwell between the cherubim, shine forth. This is not what we are expecting. This is not the Lord. Come and save us. Restore us, O God. Cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. So today, my beloved, we are celebrating the birth of the forerunner, John the Baptist, who is preparing the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. And today also, we have heard that He is coming finally, 6 months before our Lord Jesus Christ. And in the eighth day, they start to circumcise Him. And finally, Zacharias opened his mouth after he put himself in the salvation story by proclaiming his name will be John. So the Holy Spirit filled him, and he started to prophesy and tell us what is the reason of the incarnation. So the reason of the incarnation was the world was in a severe crisis. All the humanity were suffering from sin. And after 300 years of uncertainty, confusion, silence of heaven, no prophecy, the world was in severe mess. And finally, John the Baptist came, has been born to prepare the way. But what about us today? What about us today? Zechariah, he said that he who blessed is the Lord of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. When he started to praise, he did not praise for John. He did not praise for his desire. His son came finally. He started to praise the Lord and bless the Lord for his salvation and redemption. And today let us look at our time and bear with me. Let's see what about us in the contemporary life, what we need. Our current life style of living affect everything, from education, politics, religion, health, and personal well-being. It affects us, obvious, especially nowadays, and on the most obvious effect is uncertainty. People have no strong sense of what they will be in their job, the field of work, health, and even marriage and everything. There is a very uncertainty, a lot of uncertainty in our life today. بنعاني من نوع من أنواع كده الريبة والشك في الحياة. في الشغل في البيت عدم استقرار. And many of us feeling that our hold on life is now is a game of a chance, where nothing can be depend on and nothing will be for granted anymore. And also there is a sense of collapse of reason. Like we get to know that from our culture and even the whole world from the 18th century that reason and education can solve any problem of any society. But nowadays, we have loss of faith of reason and words. And we don't trust anymore what people say. We need a proof. The reason of words are no longer reliable. So we have to come in the age of suspicion. بقينا برضو نعيش عالم في عدم ثقة. مفيش تفكير منطقي سليم. كل حاجة بنسمعها بنشك فيها. بقينا محتاجين برهان. لازم تثبت لي اللي بتكلمه. Politicians are treated as suspect. Even the church has been treated as suspect. We are not prepared to swallow claims by anyone until we have tested them. This unhealthy suspicion has been drawback of leaving us unable to trust anyone. And since we cannot trust anyone, and we cannot trust anything around us, the only person we trust is ourselves. So in our uncertainty modern life, we trust only ourselves, which lead us to individualism. Everyone start to build a shield around himself as individual, not as a person. Before I accept anyone or anything, I have to be able to verify it or to see it myself. I am the one who decides. I am the one who chooses. And that left us as a collection of individuals living together, not as our Lord Jesus Christ meant for us to be one body. And even the creation was creation of persons, Adam and Eve from Adam. But we lost nowadays the sense of personhood. When I work for myself, I marry for myself to fulfill my desire, to fulfill my needs, and as soon as they stop meet my desires, I go on. I leave family and go on. And which is very, very normal today, nowadays. People make themselves the center of the planning. If I treat anything as authority, if I choose, I have to choose the authority first. It depends on me and for my validity. بقينا نعيش كده كأننا شوية أفراد مش كجسد المسيح مش كمجتمع بنعيش مع بعض. We are losing the sense that we are rooted in each other. We are without each other, we are diminished as human being. And also we enter the what's called the cyber world. So with uncertainty, with lack of knowing where are we going, has walked to the technological revolution. So all the geographical space has collapsed. We can go anywhere. With the internet, we can hop anywhere. We can get any information, whatever it is. And this with a cyber and internet world, few of us has been satisfied. We start to consume, led by consumer drive. We are unable to stop consuming everything. We shop until we drop, as we say. We attain satisfaction. And this satisfaction is momentarily, quickly, we forget the achievement and move on. There is no satisfaction in ourselves. And we forget that maybe it's the emptiness of the soul. We're incapable of resting, of contentment. We are driven forward by a nervous desire to attain new form of satisfaction. Nowadays, we hop from one gratification to another, like a stepping stone. بندور دايما على حاجة جديدة. في حاجة جوانا فاضية. بندور عليها. ممكن نشتري حاجات جديدة. بس once نحنا جبنا حاجة, we move on. There is emptiness كده. في جوانا فراغ. As if we are moving from standing four square in the ground of a disc spinning on the air. We always wanting to move on the next entertaining object of it. As if we feel insecure and we fear to sit alone. We've been busy with something else outside us. We stop being in silence anymore. In the former time, we could work in silence, and even the houses, when we get back to the house, the only noise we can hear the conversation of human being between each other. Now every empty moment had been filled with music, with TV, with sound of any sort other than conversation between each other. And such circumstances and atmosphere create a fragile individuals, especially with the young people as well, with the young people. I feel like we're, especially with the young people, we feel like we're skating on the thin ice. Crowd of individuals, fragile or not, we need safety, we craft safety, we seek safety. We feel insecure. And the security, when we're running on the thin ice, the security in our speed. If we slow down, we'll be left behind. We will feel the threat. And today, from all of what we're talking about, we are in a real need of the incarnation. We're dealing with accept our Lord Jesus Christ, the incarnate Logos, to be in our hearts, homes, societies, and workplace. The divine Logos to enter to our secular human material life, to enter to the time and space, to restore and redeem us and our nature. Emmanuel to be with us. And he is the, if we think that, yet of course, our Lord Jesus Christ came in the history and in a certain time, the fullness of time. He came and he dwelt in us by coming from our Lady Saint Mary. However, he is ready to be born again in every single one of us. However, as we are celebrating Saint John the Baptist today, we need first John the Baptist to come before him. We need to build bridges. We need to build bridges between us and all the materialistic world we are immersed in. Everything, all the around, all the online things. We need to build some bridges. We need to prepare the way for our Lord Jesus Christ as John did when he came 6 months before our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to understand, as the Christ finally figured out, that the history of the human being was not left behind by God. He was in every day of the history, prepared the way himself by prophets and by all people God sent to prepare the way, the law and everything. And finally, John the Baptist came. We need him. We need John. And the voice in our wilderness, in the wilderness of the soul, the empty soul in our hearts, was calling, preparing the way by repentance. When we, any time, the first thing mentioned about John the Baptist was calling for repentance. In Matthew, he said, John the Baptist came and preaching the wilderness of Judea, saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That was the same also call of Jesus. In St. Mark also, now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee and preaching the gospel of kingdom of God, saying, the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Repentance. My beloved, we need this nowadays. How many times we celebrated the incarnation feast? How many times we came to, like in January 7th, and we have all different joyful hymns, but we still, in our souls, our souls empty. We're still seeking for satisfaction. We're still seeking outside peace. We're still seeking that the world will give us something, and we end up going back home empty because we did not prepare the way. We did not have John the Baptist born in our souls, calling with a loud voice for repentance. Repent, because the kingdom of God is at hand. And even if we are like Zacharias, has the sense of uncertainty. I'm not sure that I am in part of this salvation story. I'm not trying to make connection by anything, but maybe when the angel sent Zacharias back home and told him, you will be silent until you figure out you're part of this salvation. Maybe now in our homes, contemplate of what God did in our life, in all our history. Reading the gospel again, not in the sense of the history, not of the sense of once upon a time, but we are part of this salvation history. And unless we put ourselves in the history, in the story of salvation, we will never enjoy the rejoice first today happened in the Zacharias house by seeing the forerunner coming to prepare the way. However, we know this is not the Savior. He is just preparing the way. But without him, without the forerunner, without the that's why we John the Baptist is one of the most important figures. We are celebrating in the church only three persons. We celebrate them by their birth. We usually celebrate anyone by his departure or martyrdom, but Saint Mary and John the Baptist, the one we are the icon in the left and right hand of our Lord Jesus Christ. We celebrate also the birth of both of them, because they are very important persons and very important thing in the incarnation. So he is the one we need to make sure. And nowadays, in our contemporary life, and even my word to the young fellow, your true life is not online. This is not the true life. The true life is outside this what's called the smart device. They're trying to sell you happiness. However, you will never feel satisfied. You will go on and on in this black hole of uncertainty, and you will get back with even more desires. Your real life is outside of this. Your real life in our Lord Jesus Christ. Your real life is in your family and your real friends and society. And you will never feel that until you disconnect. He is the only one who can satisfy our needs. He is the only one who can fill our empty souls. We have been created in the image of God, and no one can fill this emptiness but him. So until Wednesday, when we will pray for the Incarnation Feast, let's try to prepare. Even if we didn't do that through the whole month that the church is preparing us, we still have few days. We still have few days that we can call the voice of John the Baptist to prepare the way. Maybe we can, in the coming 3-4 days, set aside a little bit, few minutes at least, from every noise. Close your door, and on your knees ask for just 10 minutes. Ask the Lord that, tell him that, I don't feel secure. I don't feel satisfied. I need you to come and feel and fill this satisfaction and fulfill this desire. Tell him that I'm empty without you. And believe me, God will never leave us behind when we ask for him to come and dwell in us. And be sure that we will never have the peace and joy and satisfaction out of our Lord Jesus Christ. Tell him, as the psalm today is telling us, you who dwell between the cherubim, shine forth. Shine forth in my soul, before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Stir up your strength and come and save me. Restore me, O God. Cause your face to shine and I shall be saved. Let's have this praying that God come and dwell us. Let's not waste this feast of incarnation this year. This year is very special too, by all meaning, in that 2020 especially was very special year. As if, but we cannot, don't waste it. It's painful. A lot of us had a lot of tough time, but don't waste it. Today it's a time of receiving the Lord, the Savior, the Redeemer, to satisfy and to calm down any kind of sadness, any kind of depression, any kind of dissatisfaction, any kind of pain because of losing someone or something. Today, and starting today until the Feast of Incarnation, ask God to come and dwell, the divine to come and dwell in my materialistic soul. That's the incarnation. Fully divine, fully human. We are called to be also. He's coming. He took what's in ours to give us what's in him, what's his. So I pray that we prepare our ways and prepare our hearts and receive the Lord Jesus Christ, the Redeemer, to feel the joy that the Christ today felt with all people around. And to God will come and bless everything, every single thing in our life, and to be consecrated for him, filled of peace and grace and love. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.
נתן את שסיימו חן אוהם אפשון מליסה ותסנגן אישת אסמרות אין סוכן מיהיום יפז מרות אין שבותה אין תנזיז ווייתן תיאונה עושה אותו כותן ציוני ומתיאו
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, Creator of heaven and earth and all of things, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence of the Father, for whom his things were made. A virgin maiden became man, and he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried on the third day. He rose and died according to the scriptures. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who is the Father, and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. Tengo este volcá et enti anastasis entenire mot nem bion gente biones neio amin
shli is more than a part.